Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're zipping along here, John.
We really are. I mean, it started off, and that's an hour and a half ago. It's amazing. But that's, I mean, again, I haven't done this in about a month because I think we were off for 2 weeks, and then I wasn't here last week. So, and I don't know if I did the last one, actually, before we even came out. I don't remember.
Was Rebecca last week?
Yeah, Rebecca was last week.
Yeah, but then we were out because we had the hurricane had happened. So then that canceled.
Oh, that's why there was another one thrown in there that we didn't do. Because for some reason, I said today, I said, it just seems like a long time.
Yeah.
Right, we made a choice.
We had a power problem.
Everything kept coming in and out. And we said, let's cancel it. That was with Kyle Strober.
Yes.
But we are haven't booked in October. Okay.
That's right. We are back. And, you know, it's just like riding a bike, John. You know what I mean?
It's the truth. And now it's like, oh, here we go. It's amazing.
But I want to also just tell people, you know, that in addition, coming up is our 9th anniversary of our Project Independence and You radio show. So that's going to be on September 18th. We're going to air that. We'll have the fabulous supervisor, Judy Bosworth, is on. I might also be spreading some little surprises for each of you because, you know, like I said, I have to get creative. Normally we would be in the studio with a whole spread. So I have to find out a way to get the spread to you guys, you know, to keep this festive. We can't, you know, we can't slack on the anniversary, guys.
Next week or the following week?
Well, it's September 18th. Yeah, 18th, the following week.
Right.
So that's really excited.
I thought it was September 9th. We're doing it on a Wednesday.
It's September 18th is the show. It's going to air. The show will air for everyone September 18th.
Right, but we're doing it on...
Yeah, we're going to, right.
Yeah, okay.
So I just really want people to check that out. And on September 25th, we have on a real estate broker, Dahlia Ellison, who's going to actually talk about all these real estate trends. I mean, it's so timely. I think we've all seen in the news these trends of people kind of fleeing to the suburbs. From city areas. So she'll touch upon that. And then in October, we have Kyle Strober on, who's going to talk about a better Long Island. We have U.S. Congresswoman Kathleen Rice will be on, which is very exciting. We're going to have on Thomas Camber, who is the executive director of the Older Adults Technology Services. He's going to talk about different virtual programming for seniors. And then we have Gina Saletti, who's going to talk about voting procedures during this time to, you know, round off October. So we have a jam-packed schedule.
Just throwing one more thing in there about Kyle Strober. Kyle Strober was Chuck Schumer's chief of staff.
Yes, right.
Before he took over as director. So he's coming with a lot of knowledge of New York and how they are trying to, you know, everybody's trying to get things going. I mean, you see Eric Alexander, who Christina had on maybe a month ago. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Fighting for, you know, to try to get things as back to as normal as possible. That's all you can do.
And safely. Well, that's what, you know, and that's the tricky thing, because the bottom line is it's heartbreaking. You know, while I was getting my hair done, I was talking to my hairdresser, you know, we were reflecting on just the situation. And even in my own personal life, like, I just see the effects of so many people I care about who have been affected, you know, by this, you know, whether it was the virus itself or it was just the trickle down, you know, there's so many things, you know, just people losing their jobs. I have friends who are in the entertainment field, you know, whether, you know, they're entertainment based, event based, you know, my
wedding. Like you.
I know, right? Thank God mine's just, you know, private gig. But, you know, my wedding DJ, I see what he posts on social media, and it's heartbreaking, frankly, to see how they've been, their world has been rocked, because if there's no events, none of those things happen, you know, so you're looking, so it's this very difficult situation, frankly, of finding that balance between, you know, doing it safely and opening. But I think, like, things have to come, you know, it has to be done. There's we have to really get creative and figure out a way, because it's frankly heartbreaking to see people struggling, you know, and I'm the queen of counting my blessings and thanking God that, you know, on days that it feels hard for me, you know, it's, listen, it really could be so much worse, and you have to really just pull it together and be there for people. And also, I think this is a time too that people need to really respect each other, be kind to one another. Everyone's in a different situation, handling this different, you know, that was my whole thing. We had touched upon, you know, me having a few of my friends over and really narrowing things down and just making it my core group and keeping it safe, you know, because everyone knows, you both of you, it's always in, inside my house. Everyone's all over the place, you know, and obviously I didn't want to do that this year for everyone's safety, for my, you know, for obviously my own safety and then my friend's safety. And it's just something that you have to kind of like respect everyone else's comfort level and how people are dealing with things. Like I said, everyone's handling it in different ways and has been affected. And, you know, I think all of us could have some story of how we've been or how someone we know is. So I think it's just, you know, be good to people, be a little easy, give people a pass and a break during this time, because it's like I said, every week there's something else going on, and it's just heartbreaking. And of course I internalize all of it. So, you know, I'll just be like, oh, I just feel so bad for her, you know? So that's why my eyes might be a little puffy today, guys. But it's, the message is just be kind, you know, and just, you know, take a step back. I think everyone needs to give themselves a little breather and a break during this, insanity. So,
you know, Christina, you're saying be kind. And I think that's the most important thing, because this, we are at a point, our world is at such a black and white world that we can judge everybody. And we can find fault with everybody if we want to. And we really can't. I mean, you have to look at things your way. Somebody wants to do something. As long as you're not interfering or impeding your philosophy or whatever it happens to be on somebody else, then do it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you're so right. You know, and it's, and you know what it is too? It's like what makes me sad, you know, and I will just get through it quickly. You know, we don't have to get into a hot topic about it. But the whole thing is that, you know, society, like I said, this is a very stressful, tensions are high. You know, I feel like luckily I have a social work background, because I've been really having to use that in my personal life with a lot of people I care about. And it's, like I said, tension. So it's this pot and, you know, what's happening in society, in the world, things are, you know, high. So it's, everyone's kind of on edge. And I think it's become to a place where people can't even just be respectful of one another. And instead of immediately, you know, going on the defense and the attack and the offense, you know, whatever it might be, you just to, you know, people can just be kind and, you know, say your opinion. Not everyone has to agree on everything, you know, I think is the message. But if you're not being hurtful or horrible to someone, you know, I think it's something that society has kind of lost, that it's okay for everyone to be a little different and have their kind of peace. So I yeah. hope it's something that we could all kind of get like back to.
Respect is a word that, you know, respect everybody, respect their opinion. To me, the biggest thing is it's too far right, too far left.
Yeah.
Everything. There's no middle. You're not allowed to be in the middle. I mean, I agree with some things maybe that go on the other end. Mm-hmm. And then there's things on the other side that I agree with.
No, you know what it is too, Otto? Like, it's even, you know, it's in the, you know, the actual, the literal sense, you know, right and left. You know, but it's just how everything, you know, so whether we're talking in the political realm or just life in general, it's like everything has been become so like you're this or you're this, and you know, you're not allowed to. And even if you are, it's like, you know, what happened in the days where people can kind of just talk things out? And that's how you learn and that's how you grow. You know, I feel like it becomes so much of this, you know, really like, okay, you don't agree with me, then like, we're done. We can't even be friends. I don't know you. You know, it's these extreme reactions. You know, I've always prided myself in being friends and having colleagues and different relationships with people of all walks of life, you know, whatever their age is, whatever their belief is, you know, as long as they respect me, I respect them. They are a good person at their core, you know, in my eyes, then that's all I really need. Right. I'm not like, you know, and I think it's just sad because all it does is fuel this further tension in an already very stressful situation that's going on. So
it's really how do you change that?
I don't know. You know, I wish I had the answer. You know, it's very hard. You know, we're also in a time. Listen, I love social media, you know, for a lot of different reasons, but I also think it's very toxic in a lot of aspects of things, because it's people can say whatever they want, you know, at this rapid fire thing. No one has to really ever sit down and kind of process their thoughts. It's this immediate thing. You can say whatever the heck you want, you know, and then it starts well. Cause I mean, I see some of these like wild, as you know, like everyone, whatever floats your boat, like go for it. But you know, what I've always used these platforms for was more of a positive message thing. And that's just who I am and how I always wanted to kind of do that. You know, it's, you're not going to catch me engaging in any kind of like argument on any of these things, because I feel like if I had an issue with someone, I would personally, you know, discuss it. It doesn't need to be on the forum for the world to see.
Well, I'm on Facebook and you're on Facebook. I will block out people who always put the political stuff on.
Yeah.
Because don't try to force your opinion down my throat.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. But otherwise, okay, I know where you stand. I'm blocking you out. You're not going to change me. So you're out of the picture, you know?
Yeah, well, and that's what I said. And like I said, it's for everyone to use platforms. And again, there's really wonderful things. Like I said, I will always advocate for social media because it can be a lot of good. You can get a lot of word out quickly, and really some powerful things have come out of that, obviously. But it's also like, it's like an everything in moderation thing. You know, when I was putting together the Pioneer and I was reading through the list of things to do to get to your happy place and just mentally, you know, calm down during this high, you know, crazy time. And it was saying, you know, really how important it is to just like limit yourself, you know, it's because obviously your instinct, and listen, I'm guilty of it the next, you know, especially in the beginning of this, it was like, I needed to know information, everything at like one time, you know? So I was constantly like, all right, what's it, you know? And at the end of the day, you know, Otto, I remember you saying like a couple of months ago, it was, you know, what I, you know, at the end of the day, I can get a recap of everything that happened, like knowing it instantaneously isn't going to change anything so greatly besides get yourself like all worked up, you know? So,
you know, I would like to pursue something maybe after the break. You brought up, happy place. All right. And I was thinking, and I'm saying to myself, I hope you don't ask me that question.
And well, I'm
reversing that. And I'm saying, John and I ought to talk about what we think.
I am. Well, it's funny. I wrote that down. But I was going to get you guys
just as a point of conversation. I thought about
actually, you know what, Otto, I'm going to interrupt you because we do have to take a break.
Right.
And you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.